Hey everybody, and welcome to day number 14 out of 60 of the Your Defining Story minicast. It is your host Frederick G, and today is a very special episode. Not only is it because it's a special episode, I am hanging with a good friend, but it is also a very special episode to me because I am actually having my very first guest on my minicast. So please, my friend, please introduce yourself. Let the family know exactly who you are, what you do, and how you bring value, not just to other people's lives, but how you bring value to my life as well.
Well, thank you so much, G, for having me here on your episode. I am Norman Lloyd Kinsey III by short. People call me NLK3. I actually used to have a podcast. I just kind of stopped that for a little bit right now. I'm also a YouTuber and day in the life. It's called Project Entrepreneur on YouTube. And then I also have, say, for instance, a tech company. The tech company is mainly what I run. It's called Support RE. I have about six of us out of Alamo at my office. And then I have another person up in Oregon I'm working on and a whole team in India. And we offer marketing solutions to the residential real estate professional. And Frederick and I met online, and it's awesome hanging out with him because we get in states of flow and we just have a great time like we're doing right now and getting some amazing footage for an episode that I will be launching here in the next couple weeks to come.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much for being my guest again.
And oh, no worries.
Hold on. We have to make a really quick traveling.
We are driving.
Manufacturing. Oh, yeah. An automobile maneuver. We're trying not to hit another car. Sorry for that. Yes. Anyways, so today my usual episodes are always geared towards either A, my idea of the day, or B, progress that I am making towards putting together my e-communication program. Because at the end of this very 60-day experiment, the premise is supposed to be that I'll be able to have filmed and edited and packaged, and I will begin to market my program out there to the world so that I can demonstrate to each and every one of you all that, hey, anything is truly possible. You just have to learn how to believe in yourself first and foremost.
Wow, now, that's awesome.
Wow. Now, yeah, I know, documentation. Documentation is everything these days.
Yeah.
So now, if you've listened to yesterday's minicast or podcast, to say, it's really 5 minutes. That's why I call it a minicast. But if you listened to yesterday's episode, I talked a lot about how it's always important to be able to hang out with people that have the same mindset as you. And the reason why is because When you hang out with people that have the same kind of mindset as you, you get to talk about ideas, you get to state of flow, which leads to higher performance in life. And most importantly, you'll never have to waste your time justifying why you did a specific action to other people that don't even know how to deploy any empathy and see the world through your eyes. So
true.
That's why it's more about the more you learn, the more you earn. So keep that in mind. Now, today's episode, I kind of really just wanted to document what good conversations with good homies actually really truly sound like. To be honest, I didn't really know what I was going to go start talking about today. It's just more of, hey, I'm hanging out with my friend Norm, and we're going to go talk about things like, oh, what's he doing with his real estate program, what I'm going to do with my e-communication program, and how I'm going to use that to revolutionize the way people engage with other people. And you can just really tell when you work that people truly don't know how to speak. And then not only that, I was also going to talk about just how I observed my friend Norm, how he's walking around with his camera and his gimbal. Literally, he's walking around with his camera and his gimbal, and all these people like, you recording something? And so he's like,
yep.
I am now. So it's like, do me a favor, what's your name? What are you at? It's like, yeah, my name is B. We're from Sprint. Come out here. It's about to be lit. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's all about, but it's so true. It's all about, like, you know, putting yourself out there, being in the state of flow, and it's like, there's opportunity all around us. And if I have my gimbal, I have my camera, and I'm out there and I'm doing my thing, and people see that, right, then it's like they automatically get attracted to you. They ask questions.
Yes.
And that's when you get people. When they ask you questions, then you can reverse it and say, oh, okay, well, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. And as soon as they're interested, then you ask some questions about them, boom, done. Game over.
It is. It's game over when you hand them on your card and then you sell them something that gives them incentive to go to your social media channels. Like, hey, now that you're recorded, look out on my next YouTube episode next week, or my next Instagram post. Here's my handle, it's on my business card, et cetera, et cetera, boom. And then it's always just good to be able to have good conversations with people of any and all walks of life, not because they may have something that you want, but because they may know people that may have that thing that you want. And
exactly.
And you never know, but you're always one good connection away from creating such a better life for yourself.
And that could be anything, a job, a new subscriber, a new person you want to hire, an investor you're looking for, I mean, your new partner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of investors, right, we were talking about this earlier. My friend Norm's telling me how he's looking for a $100,000 cash flow injection into his business. And then I say, it's a good thing we're hanging out today. Give me an NDA. I can go ask a friend, because I have a friend that has money to invest into things, especially of business, technology type startups, ventures, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And again, it's more about, we never would have had that conversation if I never hit him up the other day. It's like, hey, Norm, you want to hit up a CrossFit competition with me and support some friends of mine? It's like, oh, yeah, sure, let's go.
Yep.
And that's it, right?
Exactly. And now we got tons of tons of footage for
content.
The next coming up episode and content.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But today, I guess the main idea that I wanted to deliver is speaking things and speaking your dreams into existence. Now, today after a CrossFit competition, my friend Norm's like, I'm looking for a car mount. I was like, okay, fine. We'll go Best Buy. So we go to Best Buy in Emeryville. $40 for a car mount. No, thank you. And then so as we're leaving, I'm like, I'm kind of hungry right now. So we should hit up a Jamba Juice. Yeah, let's hit up a Jamba Juice.
Yep.
So I hit up a Jamba Juice literally half a mile away. We drive there. And then it's like, all right, cool. Jamba Juice. Hit the spot. And then we're walking out. And then we walk by the Sprint spot. We ask B from Sprint. Y'all got a car mount? It's like, no, we ain't got no car mounts. And then it's like, oh my God. Anyways, so then after my friend's interaction with her, we literally said, watch this, Fred. We're gonna go to Ross. We're gonna find a car mount for like $12. And I shit you not, I was laughing out of my mind when he said that, because I'm like, Ross, what the hell do you buy at Ross? You buy maybe jewelry, you maybe buy like home furnishings, clothes.
It says dress for less on the damn sign.
Dress for less, like not accessories for less, but dress.
Not technology or us, right?
Yes, right. So, anyways, so then we go around, and I'm already skeptical about this and the entire endeavor going in, but you know what? My homie wants a car mount. We're gonna go look for a car mount. We went in, and I'm looking around. I don't see a sign that says electronics. I see home furnishings.
Yeah, we didn't see nothing.
Yeah, I see men, women, fit, like fitness, athletic wear, etc. Nothing about electronics. So we start going around towards the back. We see some paintings. Lo and behold, we see this little mini electronics aisle. And what do we find?
Three car mounts.
Different car mounts.
And we're using one of the ones that we ended up buying.
And they weren't $12. They were
$8. Yeah, it was like $6 or $7.99. And on top of that, subliminally or subconsciously, I was also looking for, I like these ball bracelet type, like they're kind of nice, kind of energy like bracelets. It has like little balls on it, and they're like kind of like I don't know, what would you say, like stretchy, right?
Yeah.
So
they're like some really Asian culture stuff. It's like the Asian culture bracelets with the little bamboo beads.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like, you know, that, you know, certain ones have energy or whatever. So I was actually looking for that, you know, like in the back of my mind, because I just got back off my trip last week and left my bracelet. And on top of that, I just got a custom NLK3 one made. And before you know it, I'm over here like looking at the things that they have, and boom, in existence, there's two of them. And I ended up buying both of them. And it was like $12 for both of them.
Yeah, and not only that, because we bought that, we were able to cut 50 people in line and get rung directly out.
Yep.
Yes.
We actually went directly because we had a nice story with a lady, talking to her, boom. Next thing you know, you got freaking cut the people in line, and she helped us out, and we're good to go, and we got out of there within like minutes.
Exactly. So, again, just to recap, if you speak it into existence, it will come true. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know that you're thinking, what kind of bullshit am I talking about right now? Don't get me wrong. I thought my friend was full of shit too, and he was like, watch, we'll find a car mount. And then we found a car mount, and I was like, okay, this is what we're going to go talk about today. But if you remember from 2 or 3 episodes ago, I talked about how the difference between extremely successful people in life and non-achievers comes down to the stories that they tell themselves each and every single moment and each and every single minute of the day, right? When you're going through something difficult, don't ever tell yourself, I can't do this, or don't ever tell, you can tell yourself, I can do this, or tell yourself, I've got to work on this, but those are stories that you're telling yourself that's going to set you up for your behaviors to line up with that, so that you can keep working and take those things that you work on and make them your reality. So when it comes to speaking your ideas into existence, it's more about, yes, we'll speak success, we will speak good fortune, we'll speak money into our existence, not just because we're going to go say it, but it's more of, we speak it to people, and just because we become people that are relatively reliable and we know how not to waste people's time, it's more about, oh, now that I told you this, aka I'm gonna go speak success, or I'm gonna sell my e-communication program to one person, then that means that because I told you this, you're never gonna get those 30 seconds back, so I might as well work on that and deliver on what I just said.
Yeah, that's very much true. It's definitely true. And there's definitely opportunities all around us. We just need to know how to be able to look for them, find them, and take advantage of them.
Exactly. So, my friends, thank you so much for giving me the last 10 or so minutes of your day. And until tomorrow's episode, you all stay cool. Take it easy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.